Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today in your Wiki Corner?
Well, we're continuing our theme week on five things you didn't know were named after people.
True.
Today we're talking about the city of Sedona, Arizona.
Oh.
Sedona, Arizona.
I was named after somebody?
Yes. Sedona was named after an early pioneer named Sedona Schnebley.
Schnebley?
Sedona Schnebley.
The Schnebleys?
The Schnebley family. Yeah.
All right.
Her husband, T.C. Schnebley, was the city's first postmaster.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sedona was born in Missouri, and her mother claimed to have made up the name because it sounded pretty.
It does sound
pretty.
And
it is a very pretty name.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I, like, Sedona, because it's in Arizona, you would think it was, like, Native American or something,
you would.
Right? Yeah.
It's almost lyrical, too, Sedona, Arizona.
Yeah, right?
Just sounds perfect.
So, T.C. Schnebley's brother, Ellsworth Schnebley.
Ellsworth Schnebley.
Had previously moved to the Oak Creek region of Arizona for health reasons upon the recommendation of his doctor.
Ah.
Ellsworth wrote to the Schnebleys in Missouri, encouraging them to move to Arizona, which had plenty of land with deep grass, crystal clear air, and lots of game and fish.
Yeah.
So the family arrived to their new home there in 1901. They built a two-story house and established a small store where they sold their goods to the local residents.
Oh.
Their large house served as a residence for visitors. Their guests never paid more than a dollar a day for room and board, and Sedona was celebrated for her hospitality and industriousness.
Oh, okay, Sedona.
The Schnebleys believed that the fast-growing community needed a post office. So T.C. wanted to be the area's first postmaster, and so he wrote to the Postmaster General in Washington, D.C., suggesting Oak Creek Crossing and Schnebley Station as town names. But both were rejected because they were too long.
Yeah, okay. Which so, wait, so what were the two? They were...
Oak Creek Crossing.
Right, and Schnebley Station.
Yeah.
Schnebley Station.
Schnebley Station.
Yeah, that should not happen.
So they were both too long, and so his brother Ellsworth suggested that he submit Sedona as the name.
That's not bad.
And so he did, and in 1902, that name was approved.
Perfect.
So that's how it got its name.
Is that how you used to name towns? Was you just
suggested
write
it? You wrote
to the postmaster? They were in charge
before
of...
there was a... Well, I guess... I don't know. I suppose so.
Wow. I wonder
weird,
how you
right?
do it now.
I don't
do you
think
used to write letters to people?
I don't think so. I think there's... Unless you're starting up a new town.
Maybe I will start up a new town.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
There's open space in the southern tier. I could go down there and just start up my own town.
Okay, do it. I dare you.
Maybe
so
I will.
So Sedona's main attraction is its array of red sandstone formations. The formations appear to glow in brilliant orange and red when illuminated by the rising or setting sun. The red rocks form a popular backdrop for many activities, ranging from spiritual pursuits to the hundreds of hiking and mountain biking trails. Sedona played host to more than 60 Hollywood productions from the first years of movies into the 1970s,
wow.
stretching as far back as 1923. Oh. So I guess that would be the silent films.
Over 120 years, over 100 years ago, Sarah.
Sedona's red rocks were a fixture in major Hollywood productions. However, the surroundings typically were identified to audiences as the terrain of Texas, California, Nevada, and even the Canada-U.S. border territory.
Oh, but it was Sedona.
But it was really Sedona, yeah.
The whole time.
Several celebrities also made Sedona their home, including Lucille Ball,
oh.
Orson Welles, Jane Russell, and Walt Disney.
Oh, Walt Disney, really?
Yes.
I thought he lived in the castle.
Yeah.
No.
Well, maybe Sedona part-time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sedona began to develop as a tourist destination, vacation home, and retirement center in the 1950s. Over 4 million people visit Sedona every year, drawn by the magnificent scenery and the outdoor activities available. Today, the area is also a very popular New Age tourist destination.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Well.
In the mid-70s, New Age proponents proclaimed their discovery of four major electromagnetic energy sources called vortexes.
Really? Right there in Sedona.
Right there in Sedona. Sedona vortexes are thought to be swirling centers of energy that are conducive to healing, meditation, and self-exploration. These are places where the earth seems especially alive with energy, and many people feel inspired, recharged, or uplifted after visiting a vortex.
I'll be sure to pack my crystals when
yes,
I go.
Yes, exactly. Sedona is home to the only McDonald's in the entire world that has turquoise arches.
Oh,
instead of the golden arches,
really?
Theirs are turquoise, yes.
Wow.
So when McDonald's moved into the area, city officials thought that the golden yellow color of the arches would distract from the natural beauty of the area.
True.
Which it would.
It's a beautiful area.
And so they decided that turquoise would complement the surroundings a bit better, and so it's the only McDonald's you'll ever see without the Golden Arches.
Pretty cool.
There in Sedona.
Love it. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Sedona, Arizona, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So since it's known for its sunrises and sunsets, we're going to play The World is Waiting for the Sunrise by Les Paul and Mary Ford.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Les Paul and Mary Ford there, and the song's called The World is Waiting for the Sunrise on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Sedona, Arizona.
Right.
As part of our theme week on five things you didn't know are named after people.
Indeed. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Sedona was named after an early settler whose husband was the city's first postmaster.
More than 60 Hollywood movies have been filmed there as far back as 1923.
And it's the only place in the entire world with a McDonald's that has turquoise arches.
There you go. Now, did you look at, we didn't have a picture of that cycling on our stream. Did you look at the picture of that McDonald's?
Yeah, it's got the very southwestern sort of look to it,
the
with
vibe.
The turquoise and the, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they did that. Glad they're allowed to do that. Cool.
It's interesting that they made that decision, like that they were like, nope, can't come here unless you change the color of your arches.
Yeah, they're like, we got to have a McDonald's in
Sedona. We need a McDonald's here.
Must
yeah.
have it. Lucille Ball lived here. Sedona, Arizona. Folks want to learn more about it. Where do they go? What do they do, Sarah?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, right. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You got it. Plus, we stream this every day on Facebook Live, every day at 4:10. And then we archive the footage up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll see the entire library up there, accessible at your leisure. You can learn about almost anything there. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new things. Come back tomorrow, fresh episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Episode 3 and 5 things you didn't know were named after people. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather and more music on the way.